This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. That's what Louisiana Republican Party operatives are saying as they look ahead to the 2019 statewide elections.
Huey started it, and Edwin Edwards continued it. Chicken in every pot, car in every drive, every man a king. The welfare mentality in Louisiana, and we haven't kicked that habit since. Their time is ending.
Former State Senator Dan Ritchie, a member of the GOP State Central Committee, says the end of the 90-year Huey Long legacy is in sight.
The last vestige of the governors with Huey Long was Edwin Edwards. The last vestige of Edwin Edwards in the leadership role is John Alario.
And Senate President John Alario is now term limited.
2020, there will be no sign of any leadership position that is connected to Edwin Edwards.
Ritchie, who served one term in the House and another in the Senate from 1976 to 1984, now does political consulting. Asked whether he thinks Alario might move back to the House, he said,
I really doubt if he will. Going from Senate president to just a member of the House is a tough proposition.
16 Senate members and 30 House members are term limited in 2019. And Ritchie says there's a lot already going on to prepare Republican candidates for those seats.
Any number of things are happening behind the scenes to raise money for all the groups, the PACs, the businesses, industry, so forth and so on, for those term-limited seats in 2019.
And with the national census in 2020, the next term's legislators will get to influence who gets to vote for whom for the decade that follows.
You know, redistricting is coming along for this next cycle.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.